podcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. This is season 4, episode 9, number 144. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is our monthly show where we record for the patrons who are at the hangout level on our Patreon. So we've got a little bit of a chat out there, and they've been watching behind the scenes stuff for the last 10 minutes as it is. So I hope it's, I hope that $15 a month is really paying off right now. Get your money's worth. Thank you. I could not think. But hello, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
Fine. Good.
Awesome. I guess I should say that if you'd like to become a patron or move up your Patreon, you can join the fun too at patreon.com/jayandjack. Okay. Again, what's up? We just did this. We're live. How's it going? How was your Labor Day weekend? We're officially in the fall season, I feel.
Yeah.
Even though fall's not for another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was good. I have new carpet. I can't remember if I talked about this last time or not.
Oh, that's exciting. I don't think you did.
It's really fucking exciting. So when I got back after vacation and things were busy, I realized after I talked about it last week that I didn't mention like even like half of what was going on. So we got back from vacation. My mother was here the very next day. I was coordinating with my landlord and with like this carpet guy to come and change our carpet, which I was really stoked about. But you know, logistics and whatnot, you have to move all the furniture out of, you know, the living room. And anyway, that's kind of a nightmare. And Frank was getting ready to go back to school and we had to get a roommate. Because I knew that the semester for like the grad school that's near me was starting like 5 days later. And so all of those people would be like needing to move into places slash maybe already had. Oh, and we also needed to get the new windshield. So it was crazy, but everything got done. And on Friday we got new carpets and it's just like, I mean, carpet sucks, but like, we rent and that's what we have here. But at least we got to get new carpet and I did find a new roommate and she moved in and she's really cool. Knock on wood. I feel like we got really, really lucky and yeah. Oh, nice. And we also have a windshield and it's great.
So you have a windshield. Does this roommate have a pole for pole dancing?
She does not.
Turn.
Oh. She does not.
May you make just as many great memories with her.
Right. Can't be that lucky 2 times in a row.
Yeah.
I know. But she is really, really cool. The first time that we really talked, first of all, she's French. So it's kind of like, I mean, awesome. That was just, you know, like a coincidence, but it's kind of nice. Like when Frank's home and it's like the three of us, like, it's just kind of like a French house. And we've hung out together a little bit and had some meals together. We like took her hiking. She, when she was first describing herself to me, when we were still doing the Craigslist like communication, she said that she likes, she's French. She likes hiking, yoga, and cooking. It's like, all right.
You're like, all right. Yeah.
That's great.
Let's do this.
And she's really like smart and just so nice and like super feminist. So it's just like
awesome.
It's just perfect. It's
nice. Just
makes me really happy.
Maybe she can do a guest spot on the pod one day.
Yeah. We shall see.
Nice. JP in the chat says, Shani, now you can make balloons stick to walls. I guess because of the carpet, the static.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't get that at first.
That one took me, a while too. It is so new. Like, we've been living in this apartment for 7 years. Like, carpet has a shelf life. Like, it's, you know, I mean, even, like, I'm sure having 2 cats doesn't help, but, like, even still, it just gets to a point where it's disgusting. And so, like, to have brand new carpet, it's, like, it's just, like, giving me life. It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty.
Hey, so now did your landlord pay for it? Or did you have to pay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I was going to say. I was like, you didn't choose the carpet. Why do you have to replace it?
Yeah.
Right. No, Frank was like, we should just ask. And then if he doesn't want to pay for it, we could like pony up. But like, we should just ask. And I was like, my landlord is super nice. But I don't really enjoy, you know, asking for things. Or like having a call, you know, But finally I did. And I was just like, you know, I had all my arguments, like, you know, it's just, you know, it's been 7 years and anyway, and he was like, yeah, no, that's reasonable. That's fine.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Woohoo. Awesome. Yeah.
We'll see if my rent like mysteriously goes up in a couple of months.
Yeah.
They can do that without telling you though. So you're all right.
Well, yeah. They can do that with a month's notice.
Yeah, so. they have to tell you first.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's saying like if she all of a sudden finds out like your rent is going up next year, then.
Right. I think in this scenario, I was imagining just all of a sudden, like your rent is magically more money. I don't know. In a scenario where they like send you a bill for rent. I don't know what I'm doing. Guys, I'm on a lot of Benadryl right now.
Yeah. So tell us why. I wore my glasses in solidarity with you tonight, Amanda.
Thanks. I appreciate it. So I went hiking on Sunday, as one does, to commune with nature. It was a very hard hike. I had to scramble.
Oh, fun.
There was definitely a moment where I thought I was going to fall off a mountain, but I did it. Ooh. Some kind person behind me, like, gave me a spot, and I got up, and I was fine. But nice. On the descent back down the other side, something in the woods flew in my face and bit me. And by bit me, I mean stung me. It was probably a wasp. It might have been a yellow jacket. I don't know. It landed right here in the middle, in between my eyebrows. It hurt real bad. And I was like out front ahead of like Daniel and our friend that we were hiking. So like by the time they caught up to me, they're like, there's nothing there. You look fine. There's no mark. I'm like, yeah, but something definitely stung me. Like I felt it and it was like kind of tingly, but then it was fine. And then I woke up yesterday morning and my face had swollen. Aww. It's still very swollen. I was home from work today hiding. And I think I've taken too much Benadryl.
Hence, when you got on, you were like, water is so delicious.
Oh, no, that I knew what I was saying. I was just being funny.
I was being
water
funny too.
Water is delicious. It's very important.
It is very important. Speaking of drinks, though, I am drinking Huckleberry Honey from Bitterroot Brewing in Hamilton, Montana. It's one of the beers that we brought back. I don't really like flavored beers.
Yeah.
But I think it was in the fridge. It's like, okay, one is fine. I'm also not sure why there needs to be a half-naked lady on it. But
yeah. Is she hugging the huckleberries or is she trying to wear them like a bib?
It's a good question. She's definitely winking.
Is she the honey of the huckleberry? I guess she is.
So many questions.
She's certainly not the huckleberry.
So yeah. Many questions. Hamilton, Montana. Come on, guys.
Amanda, wasp stings to the eye aside. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. The hike was lovely regardless. But now I feel like I'm some terrible like New York City cliche, like went out into the country to like go for a hike and like managed to hurt themselves in like this really obnoxiously weird way. Oh, it's like when I tell you, so like the thing like flew at me and somehow got stuck under my sunglasses. So I think that's why I got stung because it was just like, I don't know where I am. I'm not supposed to be here. Like, pew, pew, die.
Yeah.
When we were in La Jolla, you know, back in Comic-Con time, Zach got stung by a bee for the first time in his lip.
Ooh.
Where was it? Jay and I were both trying to fix. No, his cheek. Yeah, because so he had an ice pop, like, you know, one of those ones with the gumball eyes. And right. I guess it was like, you know, made a beeline to his face and like it stung him and the stinger was still stuck in there. And Zach is kind of a crybaby. So it was, you know, all sorts of traumatic.
Yeah.
But he was okay. Obviously.
Did his face swell up?
No, thank God it didn't swell up.
Yeah. It's not great. I don't recommend it. It's not fun.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to New York for my mom's 60th birthday party this weekend, and our flight mysteriously got canceled like a few hours before we were supposed to leave. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't rebook us on a better flight. They couldn't rebook us on a flight on the Saturday. The next flight they could get us on was Sunday morning. That got us in at like 12:30 on Sunday, and we had to be at the airport at 6 o'clock on Sunday night to go home. So, you know, it wasn't going to work out. And so American refunded our tickets, but we were flying Frontier on the way back, and it sucks because we had to forfeit the price of the ticket. There was no, like, you know, you know, or whatever. So that sort of sucked, but we made the most of the weekend. We had a lot of fun. We kept it kind of low key because we were all just exhausted in general. Zach went fishing with Jay on Monday morning and caught his first fish.
I saw that. Yeah.
So that was really fun, which I think Jay was very glad that he actually caught a fish. They sat there for like an hour. And it was funny because Jay was like, we'll be back in a half hour. Don't worry. And an hour went by and it was me and Alex. And you can only have so many dance parties with a 19-month-old. So I was like, let's go walk to the lake and see what Daddy and Zach are doing because it's been a long time. And I got there just as they had just caught the fish. So, you know, I watched them throw it back in and it was really fun. And yeah, so it was nice. And then we went canoeing again. So our new thing has been going canoeing at this lake nearby. And yeah, I don't know. The boys are very into it. Zachary sat in the very front of the canoe and wanted to, was just like barking directions like, go left, go right, stop, turn, go over there. Those people are fishing. Let's go to their boat. Let's go to the shore. So at one point I was like, shh, we're not going to do all those things. Just shh. I know. Amanda's sitting there going, he is a little Colleen. Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And then Alex
has all your best qualities too.
Yeah. Alex, my little daredevil, you know, sat back and relaxed, watched everything, and then at one point was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stand up because why not? So I'm like freaking out because he's like, you know, trying to stand up, reaching over into the water, like, why not? So anyway, it was really fun. But I actually put it out there in the Facebook group, but I wanted to put it out there again. Does anybody out there, so Amanda has had some crazy travel stories. I had a very uneventful travel story, but I got me thinking there has to be other people that have had traumatic travel experiences like you've had, Amanda, and like I've had in the past. And I want to put it out there to the listeners, now that summer is over, to share with me, share with us any crazy travel stories that you might have had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be from this summer. It can be ever.
Or the holidays. The holidays can often be traumatic travel experiences.
Yes, like the time I was trying to fly back from New York the day after Christmas and a snowstorm canceled every flight and they couldn't get me on a flight for days. And it was at my old job and I didn't have a lot of PTO at that job. So I really wanted to get back and not have to use PTO.
Oh.
So Jay's sitting in the corner laughing. I ended up having to take a train, which was then delayed by 14 hours. So I was in the middle of Penn Station on the Amtrak side, Amanda, for 14 hours. I got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that train didn't take off until like 10 o'clock at night. It was awful. Anyway, and then I took the train all night long, and then my coworker picked me up at the Amtrak station in Raleigh, and took me straight into work.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty rough.
That you know what? The train ride was actually awesome because, you know, I napped on and off and it had Wi-Fi and whatever. It was the, you know, 15 hours in Penn Station that was the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, accurate.
Yeah. Because that was
15 minutes in Penn Station is terrible.
Yes. So anyway, I want to put that out there for anybody. And I'm sure, okay, here's, all right. Amanda and I will give you one quick travel disaster story. We'll match it for anybody that writes in or something. I don't know. We'll make up the rules as we go along.
Yeah. Just it may have to be a repeat story, but whatever.
Whatever. That's okay.
I'll find a new way to tell it.
Yeah. And then before we move on, the other thing, so we've been watching Schitt's Creek, and we just started season 3.
Oh my god, I love it so much!
It's so funny. The whole
and it just gets better and better.
The Jake, Stevie, and David thing is so funny.
But also the I was gonna break out in an accent.
Okay, the mom's the mom doing the Cockney accent, trying to get
just her speaking in general. Yeah.
Okay, well that's Jen what I was gonna get. So
very interesting, and she's the mother from Home Alone, so it's even better.
Yes. So the best. This is actually where I was going with that. Is I now my so our president for this year is named David, and my coworker always did David, and I never got it, and now I get it, and I think it's hilarious.
Nice.
But myself, I have a little bit of a problem because every time I go to call Alexa, I go Alexa. Because the daughter character in the show, the mom, Moira, always goes, Alexis. So last night I was like, Alexa, turn off the upstairs lights.
Seriously, every character in that show is hilarious. I love it so much.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I have no more to watch.
Perhaps I'll have to start it.
It's really good.
It's very good. I would say it gets funnier as it goes along, too.
Oh, my God,
all the best comedies do. It takes a bit to, like, find the chemistry and, like, get the footing. Mm-hmm. But season 3 of The Good Place just dropped on Netflix.
Yes, it did.
So I'm going to be getting myself in on that.
Yeah, you should, because it's awesome. I'm probably going to rewatch it before it comes on air.
Yeah, I've forgotten, like, everything that happened. So.
Yeah.
But I remember I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a start.
Yeah.
Quick chat check in before we move on. Dennis said, I hope she likes Big Little Lies or she's out of there. JP said, Amanda, regarding your bite that you don't know exactly the cause, are you suddenly revolted by sunlight and crucifixes? Any weird cravings?
Now that you mention it.
Regarding Zachary's bee sting, Dennis said, first stings can be traumatic. And Matt said, thank God it didn't swell up. That's what she didn't say.
Well, in my hand, except for in my case, that's exactly what happened.
JP said that he and Ro had a traumatic travel experience because of Amanda.
Again, not my fault. JP, stop throwing me under the bus. My face is 3 sizes too big. Cut me some slack.
Ro says hi. She's in the chat.
Hi. Hey.
Finally, Matt says, I'm midway through Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Also, Colleen is turning on my Echo Dot. You're welcome. Alexa.
Oh.
The Echo Dot is the little one. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I'm turning my own Alexa on, so whatever. Alexa! I really need the Moira Rose, like, command for Alexa, like, just to play on my, like, ways or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Side note for TV, did you guys see the season 3 Westworld trailer?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there a new one out? I saw one from like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I'm just late then.
No, this would be, I feel like this would be appropriate that they dropped like another one that was like more.
No, I think the one that she's talking about is the one we've seen. She was just in the middle of the desert and the mountains and wherever else, the forest and the trees.
I finished Euphoria season 1.
And thoughts?
Season. I would love to talk about it. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but it was during my catching up of that I saw the trailer. But yeah, now that you say that, that was also that episode. I mean,
yeah,
it's old. It was new to me. I was very excited.
Yeah, I'll check it out. If enough people comment that they want to hear us talk about it, I'll watch it.
Euphoria, it's pretty hardcore, but it's really good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down.
It's like trigger warning.
Okay.
All the triggers, the place, but it's really good.
Okay.
All the triggers.
Speaking of trigger warnings. next week we have a regular show, and then the following week Amanda is on vacation, so we are going to do our annual Handmaid's Tale show. We talk about that the week that she's gone, but we're recording it next week, so I have to go watch an entire season of Handmaid's Tale in 1 week. She just walks in, he's like, why?
Oh, take breaks.
I have a few more episodes to finish too.
Okay.
A whole season.
Next week, we'll just say everybody by Tuesday, get your feedback in for Handmaid's Tale season 3. Boy, I picked a bad week to quit drinking. No, I'm just kidding. This is going to be great. Okay, great. So that would be the broadcasters 3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. All right.
Great.
So moving on, I actually am going to skip ahead to something that was in the feedback section. And this was something that Jessica sent us a few weeks ago. Yes. Man, do I have a great article for you to pick apart. So I'm just going to open this puppy right here. 5 things you should know before loving a lady who drinks beer.
Oh, dear.
And this is from yourtango.com. I don't see a byline. It just says like us on Facebook at top. With oh, wait. Oh, whoa. Hold on. I do see a byline. Mm-hmm. It's by a Frank Vamos Jr. And his title is blogger. So already I know this is going to end really well. Okay. All right. The good and the bad about women who drink beer. I love beer.
Oh my god. Good lord. Talking about triggering.
I just love that it starts with I love beer.
And love, not like, you know. Yeah. Gotta stand by your convictions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love beer. You can drink it with any meal at any time of day. Like snowflakes and fingerprints, no two are exactly alike, and there are seemingly unending amounts of variation in flavors. The same can be said for women. Which is why you should love women who drink beer. Because it's two of the best things in the world coming together. Chocolate and peanut butter, Rachel and Ross, Zach and Kelly, girls and beer. It just seems right. Here are 7 truths about women who love brewskis.
Can I just insert one thing right here? Girls shouldn't drink beer because they're not.
They're underage.
They're not adults. Old enough.
Yeah. Women should drink beer.
I fucking hate that.
Oh, God. All right. Jessica really knows us well. The first one. She's one of the guys. Speaking for myself, I never liked the girl who tried to advertise how much, quote, one of the guys, unquote, she was. Besides, a girl who tries to emphasize how much she is one of the guys usually isn't. I'm just going to go with that one. It's kind of like that person you know who tries to tell everyone they meet how much money they have or that smart person who tells you how genius they are. Stop projecting. We all know a Bill Gates or Einstein when we see one. A true girl who is one of the guys? Well, she's not afraid to look like a fool. She laughs a lot, often at herself. She makes reckless decisions, but owns up to the consequences. She burps. She shouts. She tells you to fuck off when you deserve it.
Hey, Frank Vamos, fuck off.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not done. She likes sports. She likes video games and comic books. She's a flip cup / beer pong champion. She's not afraid to have an imagination. She's not afraid to dream big and fail often. She doesn't care what you think of her.
Well, she just sounds like the most perfect woman ever.
Apparently, that's what men are.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've heard. By the way, I don't really like video games, and I like sports, but I don't like one of the guys like sports, and I love beer, personally. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Just saying. Uh-huh. 2, she's probably drinking Blue Moon. What?
I'm sorry, what?
Right, because she doesn't actually have any taste. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's just a silly girl.
She's just a silly girl.
Someone told her that Blue Moon is a great craft beer.
Yeah.
Well,
that it tastes like oranges. Comes with a snack. Comes with an orange. So, you know, she's also economical in that way.
Yeah. This explanation is actually kind of ridiculous. When drinking beer, women tend to gravitate towards one brand. The problem is most women are locked into this one brand when there are much better tasting and carefully crafted options. So women don't have the ability to have taste, apparently.
Yeah, or to think on their own. They just, you know, consume what they're told, what the TV tells them to do.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, Blue Moon was my choice of beer when I was 19, but it's a brave new world, gals. Next time you're at the bar, ask the bartender for a Hefeweizen. Parentheses, this is pretty much a German word for an equivalent style beer. Unquote. I can't even go on. Okay.
Hey guys, this guy's a published author.
He is.
He's a writer.
On yourtango.com.
What?
Number three, exception, the craft beer for a crafty girl. Craft beers are trendy right now and have stolen a good deal of the market share away from the two big beer manufacturers over the past 5 years. Hipsters and craft beer have become synonymous with each other, and women who drink craft beer know their stuff. They drink these beers for the different flavors and could probably teach you a thing or two if and when you meet a craft beer connoisseur.
Or just any
definitely
girl.
Not how you spell connoisseur.
Any woman ever, you could probably, this gentleman could probably learn a thing or two from just any woman in anywhere.
Listen, don't forget, this guy's a genius. He knows a Bill Gates when he sees one.
Oh, well, that's good.
He spelled it like connoisseur.
I know. There's
that's
no,
not correct.
There Call was check, no copy friend. Editor. No copy editor on this.
Also, do the dyslexic thing. If you don't know how to spell the word, don't use the word.
Or, I don't know, go to dictionary.com and look it up.
I don't know. Sometimes you spell it so bad that even Google can't help you.
Really?
Yeah, there's a few times where, like, I just cannot get the word. So then I just pick another word because I have a lot of words to choose from. Don't have to pick that word if I can't spell it. There's plenty of other words.
She loves words, guys. She knows a good word that she can spell when she sees it.
My vocabulary is large enough. I can just pull another word out of the book.
Greg says, but does she fart? Well, yes, she's drinking beer. She absolutely farts.
She's one of the guys.
She's one of the guys.
And then Matt said he was the Grand Marshal at the Straight Pride Parade, talking about Mr. Vamos. Number four, she's not high maintenance. I don't know. I think I'm fairly high maintenance and I love beer. Sometimes the best way to figure out what something is to figure out what it's not. What? We're its now, guys. We're its.
Yeah.
Great.
Beer-drinking cool. women don't tend to be high maintenance and are direct in telling you what they want. My favorite woman to serve at the bar is one who... Oh, he's a bartender. This guy is definitely...
Good life experience.
Yeah. He has definitely followed people home before. She was drinking martinis all night. She doesn't know what she wants. I had to tell her. I had to show her.
She's high maintenance.
Okay, whatever. I'm not even going to finish this because it's whatever. Okay, number five. She isn't fancy. A girl who drinks beer isn't going to waste her time with those sugary, weak, special shots often served in a Dixie cup or a test tube. Besides, the beer/shot combination is almost as American as apple pie, baseball, and college tuition debt.
Oh, he's so funny too.
Again, if you're like 19, yeah.
To be fair, I love apple pie and baseball and beer. This also
I like shots, man. Sugary shots every now and again are really tasty.
I honestly can't remember the last time I had a sugary shot. Maybe next time I see you, we'll have to do one.
Okay. It's good to do them every now and again just to know that you still can.
Yeah, fair enough. Because the older you get.
Last time I took shots with y'all, it was rough.
Yeah, I think the older you get, the more you just like, well, I don't need the sugary stuff. I'll just do it straight. Because you start to enjoy the flavor. So you don't have to, like, just get it down.
Yeah. I don't know.
Got tequila. Oh, my God.
Oh, the tequila was so good. Okay. This also means she enjoys getting a buzz on, but won't lose her shit either, figuratively and literally. In other words, my kind of girl. So the next time you see a woman drinking beer, seize the moment and talk to her. Or maybe she'll come over and talk to you. In my experience, the universe is trying to tell you something wonderful about this lady, and you should probably listen.
Well, thanks, Frank. You're a real wealth of knowledge.
What were you going to say, Shandy, about losing her shit, being his kind of girl?
Oh, it's just, I don't understand the, like, the logical jump.
The logical jump is she likes to get buzzed from beer, but she won't get, like, shit-faced on, like, you know, the weak sugary drinks, which is also...
But what I mean, but like beer also has alcohol in it, so
it does, but it's generally a lower, you know, alcohol by blood content. So,
not if it's one of those
triple
hammered on craft
beers that Frank was telling us about that clearly we don't know anything about because we're girls and we're too busy drinking Blue Moon. But if we so wanted to drink a craft beer that often has very, very high APVs,
yeah. Okay, so Frank has over 10 years of experience bartending for different bars and restaurants, has been falling in love with women for twice as long, and when he's not doing either, he's busy laughing or telling jokes somewhere, probably at a bar. Frank sounds like fun.
Yep, he sounds like the perfect guy.
His jokes are not
the perfect boy.
The perfect boy, yes, exactly.
The perfect boy.
Yeah. I love the whole thing about, like, not being high maintenance. Like, I bet, though, he, like, it's such a contradiction because I'm sure he likes his women to look a certain way.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of maintenance.
Oh, I'm sure Frankie is high maintenance. That's why he's been falling in love with women for twice as long as he's been bartending. Okay, I went to their, like, about page, Your Tango. Your Tango is the leading online magazine dedicated to love and relationships.
Is it though?
Self-proclaimed.
We know that by helping women love better and connect more meaningfully, they feel happier and a greater sense of belonging. This is what drives us. Endless research proves this point. We are fundamentally social creatures, emotionally and biologically hardwired for connection. Can somebody, who's the publisher of this? Is this also... Meghan McCain's husband who publishes The Federalist? Like, is this a subset of one of those crazy places?
Well, I don't... This is about women, like, being able to love better? I don't really understand what that article... Like, that's not directed to women.
It did not seem directed to women unless we definitely missed a subtext somewhere. a lot of the board of directors are women... Editorial director is a woman. Editor at large is a woman. Deputy editor is a woman. Editor, I'm guessing that all three editors are women. One is Sam with two M's. The other is Mickey with an I. It's all women.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. That is kind of, that is surprising.
Okay. All right. Probably won't.
They do have a ton of different categories, and I clicked on expert advice, and the four that come up are: if you want to sleep better, try using these 5 laws of attraction tips. Grieving after divorce is normal, but this kind of grief isn't. The universal law that matters most if you want to be happier and wealthier. Funny how those two things are usually put together in this kind of thing. And then the fourth one. What is Lyme disease? Here are signs to watch out for.
So one of them is useful.
What? Oh my god!
One of these things is not like the others.
One of these? No. That must have been Mickey with an I that wrote that one.
Christina Amelong.
Because I came across this article on here. Drinking alcohol actually makes you better looking, says science.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's an article about beer goggles on yourself. Up to a point, that is. As many singles has found out, beer goggles can be a terrible thing. You can go from thinking someone is the ugliest thing in the world to thinking they're the hottest thing coming down the street only after a couple drinks. Far too many times I thought I was going home with someone who looked like Ryan Gosling, only to end up next to someone who was on par with a troll in the looks territory. Alcohol definitely plays some dirty rotten tricks. But
it's just really cruel. Like,
that is a really cruel statement. Yeah. That is actually, as I was reading it, I was like, that is horrible. But not only do we find people to be better looking as we drink, according to a university study, when we drink, we become better looking too. I need to immediately source this study. Hold, please. 40 students from the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom volunteered to get a little tipsy, and they participated in this study. All right. I know the British people like to party. I've heard that stereotype somewhere. Anyway, beer goggles are real. Pretty exciting news for all of us winos out there.
What is it?
Oh, because the study got the people drunk on wine. Before the drinking commenced, they took a photo of each participant sober, then after one drink, and then after a second drink. What was found when sober people were asked to rate the photos for attraction was that after one drink, people are the best looking compared to no drinks or two drinks. In fact, after two drinks, people become less attractive than when they're sober. It's weird. I know.
And did they then replicate it? No.
I don't know. There's some science shit, like rosiness of the cheeks and being relaxed and pupil dilation that makes you attractive and stuffs, I guess.
JP says that a frat party doesn't count as a study.
Legit.
Let me just make sure that this article wasn't written by our friend Frankie. No, it was Amanda Chattel.
I wonder what else Frankie has written, though.
Oh, I suppose I could find out. Do I really want to go down that rabbit hole? We're doing so well on time. Oh, sure.
Too late. I'm already doing it.
I know, me too.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. He has. Oh, these are.
Oh, my God. Look at his picture.
Wait, where?
Oh, my God. He's kind of hot in a way.
Does he look like he belongs on the Jersey Shore? I feel yes. like he looks like.
I think like he looks like he belongs in like
a soap opera or the cover of a romance novel.
Oh, I would say like The Passion.
Like
he looks like Jesus. Jesus like reenactment.
I don't know. he's in a shirt commonly known as a wife beater on the streets.
Oh, that's good.
True story.
He looks like he would be one of Alexis's boyfriends on Schitt's Creek.
Okay, so yes, he does. Also, he has written another article, I feel like that's used loosely here, that's called Bottoms Up, Seven Reasons to Love a Woman Who Drinks Gin.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you're a little one out there, Frankie.
Oh, my God.
Seven Reasons to Fall in Love with a Girl Who Drinks Whiskey.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Come on.
That's pretty much how they are. Like five things you should know before loving a lady who drinks beer. What kind of wine you drink says about what the kind of wine you drink says about your personality.
I feel like we did a buzz fizz.
We're doing great, guys.
I feel like we did a BuzzFeed quiz about that.
I think we did. That sounds fake.
Sounds very familiar. Maybe we just did it before we recorded or something. According to him, I drink cabs, so I'm royalty, but I can be a jerk.
Huh, does he go through all the drinks?
Let's see.
How many are there?
Well, he's a bartender, so he knows wine when he sees it.
Yeah. Oh, white.
And he must be a super busy bartender because since 2015 he's written four quote unquote articles.
You know, okay, so
one per year.
He's working on a lot. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's got a lot going on. You know, actually, he was thinking really, really hard on the words to use for this article.
You know.
Oh, as a warning, he's not a sommelier. So.
Huh, you don't say.
But he does know that word. And he spelled it correctly. Yeah, you would hope so.
All right, well, now I got
to
see.
Oh, but then he continues, if you don't know what that is or even how to pronounce the word, check out the documentary Somme on Netflix.
Which awesome. Is a good documentary.
If you don't know I've that seen. Word.
It's good. Frankie and I have one thing we agree on.
So the article that we just read about the beer was written in 2015. Still does not hold up. let's see. I think I possibly found his Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Did you see?
Sorry, I was going through the wines, and he has one on champagne / sparkling wines, and he says that champagne is basically carbonated white wine. Honey.
Ha.
Honey.
Do you tell all the patrons of your bar that?
Yeah. I found somebody who might be him on Twitter. He definitely likes, you know, model shots. I'll say that. Let's see. Anything interesting? He wants a Sanders Kasich 2020 ticket. Cool. Tweets about Brett Kavanaugh. If this is the same one, that's pretty funny. It's almost like he was a prophet ahead of his time.
Yes, that's like Jesus. I mean, the white Jesus. That he was.
I was going to say he's a little too pale to be Jesus.
He's, you know, he's like the European artist imagination of Jesus. He got whitewashed.
I found somebody with his name on LinkedIn, and this is definitely not the same person. Okay. All right. We gotta move on. Chet has anything to say. Dennis said he can't keep a job. Greg said, is this the guy who wrote the article about girls approaching girls with headphones?
Entirely possible. Seriously. Quite possibly.
Matt said, I'm sure he has a shirt that says no fatties.
Yeah.
Sure he does.
He categorizes all boxed wine as being atrocious. It's simply not true.
Yeah, nowadays, a lot of really fine wineries are doing box wine because it's more environmentally sustainable.
This totally. Is true.
And even like 10 years ago, there were some good box wines.
Mm-hmm. First, it was 2015. It was only 4 years ago. math is hard. JP said his profile t-shirt says, I'm with stupid, but the arrow is pointing up. Oh, that's mean. That's mean. We're not going to stoop down to his level. Though I will say, he is fairly attractive, so I guess.
I mean, he wrote really offensive things about women, so.
Yeah, no, that cancels that out.
Yeah.
This can't be a real picture, right? Like, this can't be a real person.
It's like a Google image.
Like, actually, that's a great idea. I'm going to search Google for this image, and then we're going to move on.
Oh my God, Matt says that the big twist will be that he's the guy who wrote the article about the health benefits of alcohol.
Oh my God. Well, funny enough, that picture does not show up on a Google image search, but it says they have identified him as a human.
Oh, that's good.
Start.
It's a great start.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. He, I guess, you know. Is pretending to be human or knows when money sees him. And if Frankie, if you're listening to this, you're not listening to this. We're not your kind of people.
If you ever just randomly Google yourself and this comes out, we'd love your feedback.
We would totally love your feedback.
Broadcast3@gmail.com.
Yeah. JP, invite him to a future show. He can't be any worse than Johnny Fairplay.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's true. I'll give you that, Frankie. God. Nah, come talk to us. We'll show you all our knowledge about Blue Moon and craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Unboxed wine. All right. So let's move into a little bit of the feedback. But before we do, let's take a quick commercial break. All right. We'll start with our Facebook feedback, or our facey back, if you will. Matt said, all the way back to a season 1 joke that has now become a reality. Did we finally learn a health benefit of alcohol?
Just all the sink pissing.
Yeah, seriously. Next up, Gott was talking about the hurricane. I think I speak for all Floridian broadcast fans when I say that we hope Hurricane Dorian skips North Carolina, the home base for Jay and Jack Productions. He tags Greg in it, hashtag save the turtles.
True. I'd be very upset if anything befell the turtle family.
I think the turtles will be okay. They'll like hunker in and bury into the in the mud in the side. But thank you. And I'm glad that it looks like Florence is gonna miss Florida. So that Florence, Dorian. Looks like Dorian is going to miss.
Another one?
No, Florence was the one from 2.
Wow, I am really out of touch with what's going on.
No, Florence is the one from 2 years ago. Sorry. I'm glad that Dorian, it looks like it's going to miss Florida. You know, whoo. But I saw some of the pictures right before we started recording from the Bahamas, and it looks awful. Really? I saw the video of the people that got like swept away and in this like a flood, and they were able to survive, like grabbing onto trees that had fallen down.
Oh my God.
And let me tell you, the actual like heart pounding like panic attack I had watching that video, thinking about how if that was my children, I have no idea how I would save all of us.
Did you guys ever see that movie with that hurricane in like Thailand, and it's a family, and it's
One that's based on the true story or whatever?
Yes.
No, I haven't, but I know what you're talking about. But they're children, they can't swim. That's what was freaking me out.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's really good though.
Like Alex would be dead like the second he got swept up. I know. I told you I was having some massive, massive, like, I don't know, all these natural disasters. I told you I can't handle them. But no, I'm glad. And if anybody out there is affected by Dorian, let us know if there's anything that the broadcast family can do to help. Because, of course, you know, we are thinking of you and hope that you're okay. I know that we have some listeners who do live in, like, the coastal areas. So stay safe. And Rose said, on another note, such an important topic in this link, vagina is not a dirty word and shouldn't be treated as such. May make for good conversation. And this is a link from CNN Business. Twitter and Facebook are under fire from removing vagina from ads for a gynecology book. That's ridiculous.
Seriously, then how do you effectively get that ad across?
Your coochie, your hoo-ha, your, what did my coworker call it?
The cooter. You're down there.
Your cooter, you're down there.
Basement.
Cooter, yeah. Ooh. There you go. Sorry. Twitter removed advertisements for a book on gynecology because they used the word vagina. A prominent medical practitioner has claimed. Dr. Jennifer Gunter, a Canadian gynecologist who also contributes to the New York Times, wrote on Twitter Tuesday that her publishers had been blocked from using the word vagina in promotional tweets for her new book, The Vagina Bible. I don't know if anybody is familiar with Dr. Gunter, but she's a big Twitter personality. I think she rose to like Twitter famedom for constantly disproving articles that would come out in Goop, aka Gwyneth Paltrow's, like, you know, you know, the like women's home remedies and, you know, her lifestyle thing. Yeah.
Her lifestyle blog.
Yeah, that. So, but she does have a really good, she does have a really good Twitter feed. I know that she had a, she's talked a lot about earlier this year when conservatives were running around screaming that we wanted to have late term abortions and, you know, kill babies at birth. And, you know, the people were passing laws saying that you had to provide medical, you know, emergency medical treatment to babies at birth if, you know, there was an instance or something. And she shared a story. She had, I guess, triplets, and they were born very premature, and one of them passed away within minutes of birth, and she just is like, I denied medical treatment because I was a gynecologist and I knew that there was no way this baby was going to survive, and I didn't want his only moments on earth to be, you know, hooked up to machines that were invading him and prodding him when they weren't going to help him because they were born very premature. So she brings a lot of like personal points of views to provide context for some things, you know, going on, some going ons, I guess. Anyway, if you want to check her out. So back to the story, though. She tweeted at Jack Dorsey, the Twitter co-founder and CEO. Dear Jack, vagina is an anatomical term and not a dirty word.
I love how she says, our societal inability to say vagina like we say elbow is one reason I insisted on vagina in the title.
Yes.
Yeah. Not being able to buy an ad because of the word vagina for a book about vaginas is ridiculous.
True.
Ooh, I love the book cover, though. That's the book. Uh-huh. The cover art is really cool.
The cover art, for anybody out there, is a pink zipper that is unzipped to look like a vagina.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
You can Google it.
And another tweet said, get your hands on the definitive book for understanding your vaginal health. The Vagina Bible is almost here. And that tweet was blocked for, quote, use of inappropriate language or promoting adult sexual products.
Twitter has some weird algorithms, man. When the president of the United States can, I don't know, incite violence against whole groups of people.
But we can't learn about a part of the body if it's a female part.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Boy, the chat got real quiet. Nobody has said anything in like 10 minutes now.
Oh my goodness, what they did.
Moving on. Greg said, thanks for the birthday shout out. Glad you enjoyed my online dating experience. Also, belated birthday shout out to Joanne.
Yeah, happy birthday, Joanne.
Woohoo! Joanne with a plan. I hope you had a great day. And then some Matt splaining about magic. Wait, Matt splaining about, oh, I'm sorry, the Trump presidency, the Trump wedding thing. And for, so it was false, which is, I guess, good to know in a way. That that Instagram thing that I talked about last week where it was, there was apparently like a wedding and people were saying it was on the night of the mass shootings. No, that was from July. So I actually feel relief that that is wrong. And I guess I should have fact checked it beforehand, but I said it on the spur of the moment, so I didn't. There we are. Always fact check, people. Always fact check. And don't drink Blue Moon.
Unless you like it. You know what? You drink whatever. Drink,
I happen to think
makes you happy.
Yeah. I'm a big IPA fan, but I happen to think that a Blue Moon in like the middle of like a summer Sunday or something by the pool, it's hot out, is relaxing.
Yeah, they had this like chai something or other a couple summers back. It was very good.
Oh, very cool. I've had their pumpkin beer or their harvest beer, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
Yeah, not bad at all. He also says, I won't shame Shandy for picking up Magic for Liars at the library since that is where I got it. I started reading it. I'm like 50 Ooh, pages in and nice. I read those 50 pages in one day, which is a big
Nicely
deal
done.
For me.
Nicely done.
So thanks.
You're liking it?
I am. I'm hoping to have it done by next week so I can give a little review.
Awesome.
And then he says, also, Colleen Pose is co-created by Ryan Murphy, Brad Falchuk, and Stephen Canals. I think this is the last show Murphy made for FX before heading to Netflix. There are trans women in the writing staff, including Janet Mock, who became the first trans woman of color to ink a deal with a major studio. And as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I have heard of that. Dennis said Blue Moon Summer Wheat is what is in his fridge right now.
Ah, there you go. Nice.
All right, let's finish up with some Math What She Said. And then I think we have a couple emails and we'll call it a night.
All right. I'm ready for it.
Should we save the best for last?
In each hand, so that feels pretty good. I should have read that one better.
The trainer made me do it in reverse.
Ooh, did they now? That is hard and awesome.
A lot of things for Matt.
I feel like I need to do that.
I can literally feel it today.
We did it at the camp. We did it at the camp that we did it in 1992.
It's the most I've ever seen in one outing, in one trip.
I was an appropriate distance away.
Thanks for the tip.
We got a little taste of several of them, and we definitely need to go back and do more.
You can just see it grow almost hour by hour. The next day, it had grown a little bit more and kept growing.
What in the hell? Oh, that was the crack.
Ah, right.
That's right. There ended up being, I think, 18 total.
Practicing, so hopefully I can do that there.
We're almost done. We have 3 left.
Google it when we're done.
I'm on it.
A lot of pounding. She wants a baby.
She came once in May before you all came down.
She hasn't really come since January.
Oh, poor girl.
She hasn't been coming monthly.
She's very cranky.
Very cranky.
So Colleen told me why I haven't been coming.
That was very nice of you.
I know things. I drink craft beer. I drink craft beer and I know things. Episode title.
Yeah. Yes. It would be easier for me if I could keep this up instead of having to come back 7 months later. All right. I don't know.
All right, moving into Butter Shemales. The first email is from JP from NJ.
Okay. Dear Brats, I wanted to write in and share a recent experience I had on a date. I thought it would be fun to turn this into a game called Did I Go Too Far? Cue bad 70s dating game theme music. That wasn't very good, but
I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
So I recently made it all the way to a fourth date with someone. I know. Can you believe it?
No.
We definitely had good chemistry. Never a dull moment. She even liked my dad bod.
Whoa!
Sure. High five, JP.
Woo! Wait, hold on. There it is.
On the fourth date, for some reason, the conversation switched to physics. Right?
No. Psychics?
Psychics? Is that how you spell psychics?
Mm-hmm. That is psychics. Physics is PH.
Right. I just assumed it was physics spelled wrong. Is there really a CH in psychics?
It sure is.
I think so, yeah.
What a peculiar word.
Fun fact, in French, for these words, you pronounce the P.
So is it
psychics? Never mind. I'm not even going to get into
Psychics.
Sounds like your neighbor's last name. Like, oh, you know, the Psychics are having a barbecue Saturday. We want to know if we could come.
Do they have beer?
Only Blue Moon.
Damn. Oh, good. It's a safe space. Nobody's going to want to get with me.
Yep.
We're going to the Psychics.
Going to the Psychics. Now my take on this, which it really is, Psychics are just performers. It's a wonderful act to watch, whether you are at a live show or forking over lots of dollar signs for a one-to-one experience. Unfortunately, those tricks like moving objects with your mind and taking to the great beyond are just tricks. So when we were talking about our experiences on this topic, I was kind of irked by her mentioning how psychics help police solve murders all the time.
Oh my God, you just triggered Michael David so terribly.
Also, they talk about this in the first season of In the Dark.
Right.
Yes, they do.
Fact.
I felt from that point I needed to show her YouTube clips of the amazing Randy disproving those with claimed psychic ability. FYI, Randy simply places a psychic in a controlled environment and gives them the opportunity to prove their ability. No one ever has been successful. And psychic, controlled environment, and ability were all in parentheses. The rest of the day was fine and fun.
You mean quotations?
Yeah. Whatever. Guys, I write for the ear, not for the eye, so my grammar's a little shoddy at times.
Got that whole bee sting thing going on.
Yeah, let's just go with it.
The Benadryl is really throwing you off. You love water.
The Benadryl. Yeah.
It's alternate grammatical choosings. You know, you have your grammar and I have mine. It's alternate grammar. It's fine.
Okay, let's get back to the Psychic email.
Psychics. The rest of the date was fine and fun. No other F's occurred. Okay, one did, and it was French.
next
morning, I don't see the chemistry text. With respect to taking the conversation on to YouTube to get a point across. Did I go too far? Or did she just simply wake up the next day and think to herself, how can I handle that dad bod?
He got that for free without even having kids.
Oh,
I don't think you went too far. I mean, if she, I don't know, like that, I don't know, not deal believing in psychics. Maybe it's just me, but that's not a deal breaker for me.
It shouldn't be. Like, if you get all bent out of shape of like someone disagreeing with you on something so small, then like it's probably for the best.
Yeah. Definitely probably for the best. I will say, though, love you, JP, but it does kind of annoy me when I'm, like, hanging out with friends or anyone, and they're like, oh, let me show you this video on YouTube. even if it's a cool video. Like, I don't want to see your video when we're talking, but I understand the reasons behind the video.
Yeah.
But just saying.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think it's probably for the best overall.
Yes.
She was probably like, you know, just leave me to my psychic fantasy.
Maybe she thought you were trying to mansplain it and she just didn't want any part of it.
Or maybe her personal psychic told her that you were going to break up with her, so she wanted to get to you first.
Personal psychic.
Psychic? Yeah.
Psychic. You know, your local psychic.
As Dennis said, pointed out, real psychics are called mentalists. Has anybody ever seen that show? It was really good the first few seasons, and then it was not so good at the
end. I wanted to. No cable.
The first few seasons are really good. Then by the end, not so much. JP said, I wasn't so bent out of shape, but felt like maybe going on YouTube to disprove her was too much. I mean, it could have been too much if I would get annoyed if Jay did that. I would get annoyed if Jay did that to me.
I don't care what the video is, even if it's the coolest video in the world.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a YouTube video while we're hanging out.
Yeah.
Get your phone out of my face.
Oh, see, no, I don't even have a problem with the video thing. Because it's a cool video. Like, oh, watch this joke. That's fine for me. I think
I find that so annoying because then people usually end up going down a YouTube like rabbit hole.
Well, that's true.
And it's like, why is our interaction now us watching these like videos on YouTube?
Yeah, well, okay, I figured it out. It's not the YouTube thing that would bother me. It would be the being proven wrong thing, or somebody that has to do that to prove me wrong thing would probably bug me. And yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know if that would be a deal breaker for me, but maybe the YouTube thing maybe could have been too far if she's sensitive and just, you know, didn't want to get into the cutesy disagreement about psychics versus being proven wrong.
That's true. Like, yeah, I kind of get annoyed when people try and prove me wrong, too. If it, like, kind of sparked her or, like, spoke to her insecurities a little bit, I would just say, you know, next time maybe read the signs, and if you're getting a weird one.
Yeah.
Maybe in this instance, you did go too far. But I think in norm, perhaps not.
Yeah. All right. And let's finish up this show with an update from Andy.
All right. So Andy writes in, hey, Broads. I must start with a correction. I'm getting a full-size bed, not a twin.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
Because even Brian and Gail on Facebook were like, don't do it.
My bedroom, where no magic happens, is pretty small, or at least with the queen-size bed there. I'm hoping it'll free up some room. I've already filled a bag of garbage from cleaning out my room. Yes. While I can be a bit of a slob, I do enjoy the progress I make when I get some cleaning done. So the online dating has been slow. The woman I was chatting with fizzled out, which is fine. Thankfully, no one has asked me to impregnate them that night. Stay strong, Craig.
So ridiculous.
Oh my God. Absurd.
You know, Greg, if I may for a moment. So, in geocaching, if like you find like a hard one, hard geocache, Matt, or there's one that you can't find that like it looks like a lot of people have found it, you can go on their website and you can like put it on your watch list, kind of like eBay, and then they'll send you an email whenever there's been an update about that, like if it's been found or somebody has written a note or whatever, like you can get updates on it if the log has changed, the electronic log. And I kind of wish that in this situation you could put some kind of like watch list on that chick to find out like when she finally gets knocked up, like just follow that situation, because you like you know the background on it.
Look for an announcement in the newspaper.
Find her on Facebook.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to hijack here.
Andy says, stay strong, Craig. I haven't had time to re-listen to the episode with Amanda's tips, but I'll have to fit that in maybe as I do this cleaning. Since we are past Labor Day, looks like a summer romance isn't in the cards this year, which means my perfect streak remains unblemished. Jokes aside, I like fall better. Maybe it's that feeling I remember getting ready for school and the promise of the new year. It's a season of new beginnings, and hopefully it's a good one for all of us. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. I could not agree more. I love the fall.
See, I love
it is a season of new beginnings.
I love the fall, but I love the fall for decorations and holidays like Halloween. I don't love the fall. I love the summer because it represents, you know, summer and no school and summer days and all that.
The clothes are better. I just don't like sweaters. I don't like all the layers. I don't like to be weighed down.
Huh. I do like sweaters and I love boots. And it's like always on the cusp here of like being able to wear sweaters and boots. But like today I wore a sweater, but no boots. Whereas, because it was just a little too hot, but like in the fall, can rock that shit all day, every day.
I don't know. I don't look good in sweaters and like jeans are hit or miss with me. So
itchy.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
We have wonderful sunsets in the fall and there's a crispness to the air.
Well, that's.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the foods of fall. But I do also find it interesting that, like, when you say it's, like, of new beginnings, and I think in a lot of ways it is, but it's also when, like...
death.
Yeah, yes. Like, everything is
it's also dying. A closing
of a season.
Yeah.
So I do like that idea of that sort of yin and yang of
the season. Yeah,
I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I like fall colors. I like all the seasons. What am I talking about?
I don't like winter.
I don't love winter, but, like... I don't know. I appreciate it a lot more living down here where you get no work for like 4 days with 2 inches of snow. So, yeah. JP said, please tell Andy to buy a Zinus brand mattress. He will thank me. We're actually we're shopping for a new mattress as well because our mattress was from like overstock.com or Groupon or something. I swear to God. And it was really comfortable for the first like year, and now it is so uncomfortable. We constantly wake up throughout the night trying to I don't know. It's just it's not comfortable anymore. It's I think got to be like 6 or 7 years old, and I guess that's the shelf life for a Groupon mattress.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to get something that's gonna last us for like a good 15 or 20 years, like one that we could like flip over, because this one doesn't have like we can't even like flip it. It's not like mattressy on the bottom.
Well,
it was from
it?
Like Groupon.
We turn our mattress.
Yeah, we turned it once, but you know what? It doesn't help.
Oh, shit, we should do that.
I feel like we turn it more than we should. It's like a weird, like Daniel's very particular. We turn our mattress.
we turned it.
Probably enough for us and for both of you guys.
I don't know. We turned it once and... It turned out it was more comfortable. Now Jay sleeps with his head where the feet are supposed to be.
Do you sleep head to feet most nights?
Yeah, which is kind of unfortunate. There are some nights I'll go down there and sleep like next to him that way. But just the way I guess it's contoured and like from our bodies, like, I don't know. This is going to sound terrible, but I think Jay has left like a bigger like indent.
Yeah, I think it's time to replace that.
Yeah, like his side of the bed like visibly is lower, so he sleeps the other way, and some nights I will sleep that way, but I still have my giant like maternity body pillow, and the only reason I have it still is because there are some nights where I sleep like on top of that instead of the mattress. I know.
Wait, is this for real? Dennis says that he turns his once a week.
No way, really?
That's a lot.
Interesting.
Is it worth
Dennis,
it?
I can never tell if he's serious or if he's joking. That Dennis.
Keeps it on your toes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess on that note, thank you guys for coming out to join us tonight. Thank you, everybody who listened. If you'd like to become a patron, thank you to all the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/JayandJack. You can go to JayandJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the screen. Special thank you to the patrons that contribute on a certain level, and that would be Joanne with a plan. Happy birthday again. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Drake the Distributor, and Ed the Creepy Mailman, who I believe was supposed to come tonight. Uh-huh. That came out wrong. I thought was going to participate in this chat tonight, but I guess he did not make it out. Thanks again, guys. If you'd like to give us some feedback, I really want to, if you have articles like the one Jess sent us today, send them in, because that makes it a lot easier for me to have to find something in the middle. No, seriously. But if you have any crazy travel stories or anything that you have, need advice on something, want to share something, we're always here, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 331-276-2373. Get your feedback in for the Handmaid's Tale podcast that we are going to try to do. If you could have your stuff in by September 10th, that would be awesome. And I think that that's all I've got. Do I say anything else here?
I'm just laughing at the chat.
The chat is pretty funny. So JP asked Dennis, do you flip your mattress with Mary Ellen still in bed?
Well, and to Dennis, as I turn ours once a week, Kayla said, that's what she said.
I didn't even well see
played.
That.
Well played.
All right. Oh, Amazon Prime. Sorry, Amazon. Sorry. I'm flipping through to see what I've missed. If you would help, if you would be so kind and shop through our Amazon affiliates link, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon. That's all lowercase levels. That helps everybody out too. Check out some of the other shows on the network. Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen is coming back in a couple of weeks. We have the Rumblecast After Dark. Whatever else is coming back. I don't know. There's things. Check it out. You can go to janejack.com/iTunes and find some
the
stuff there.
What is the theme of this upcoming Survivor?
It's essentially Rob and Sandra are coaching two teams.
Two teams of newbies?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just two legends and then a bunch of newbies?
Yeah, but they're not playing.
Oh, they're just coaching. Interesting.
Yes.
They're like there as consultants.
Yeah.
Is that something they've done in the past?
No.
No.
It's new. And the following season.
Is this the 40th season?
Or
is it 39?
I think it's 30. I don't know, but I know.
Because aren't they going to be doing like a big?
The winners.
That's happening.
That's happening.
Do we know who the cast is going to be?
We do. We do, and Rob and Sandra are also playing there. I think Kim Spradlin's coming back. I think Amber is coming back. I don't think Richard Hatch is coming back.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Survivor winners season cast. Okay.
Well,
so
you guys looked that up. Dennis's response to JP. Well played, sir. She's Ellen Mary. That just tickles me so. Well done.
Okay. Well, I think that we're going to have to leave that there. Because the show can't end better than that. And then off air, we'll go over the Survivor season.
Sounds good. And everyone listening at home, you can just Google it.
You can just Google it yourselves. Yeah. All right. Stay tuned, though, for Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen and all the other things. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.